Hi, I'm Mads Christensen. Today we're standing in front of Building 3, the home of the ASP.NET and WebTools team. Let's go talk to Scott Hunter, the guy who runs the show. Hey boss, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for coming here for the first show of our new TV series.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We've always talked about how transparent our team is over the last couple of years with all the open source and stuff like that. And I see this TV show as a way for us to let people come in and meet all the people behind the technology.
Yeah.
One of the crazy ideas that I want to hold you guys to is I would love to let the people out there see when bugs come in, how we triage the bugs and decide what to fix and what not to fix, because a lot of times when we don't fix bugs, it's not because we don't want to, it's because there's a whole bunch of underlying consequences if we actually fix the bug. And so I'd love to actually educate people on that. And then there's something else that I think we've been throwing around, the idea of what if some of the teams actually live code in front of an audience where you can actually come and watch the channel and watch the SignalR team or the WebStack team actually write code in real time.
Oh, that's awesome. So basically we'll see it will be a screen capture of some of the developers live coding on the actual ASP.NET or WebTools code.
Yes. And maybe you can even chat with them as they're coding and ask questions.
That's awesome. What else are we going to see here on this channel?
I think the main things we're going to see on this channel is we're going to walk around. As I said, we're going to meet the team. So you're going to get a chance to meet people like yourself, people like Syed, who works in some of our publishing tools. We've got Damien on the team, who works on the SignalR stuff. We've got Dan Roth, who works on our MVC and Web API parts of the stack. So it'll be those guys and plus a whole bunch more.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what have you been up to lately?
We've been heads down for the last, it seems like a year, I guess, working on Visual Studio 2013, which we just finished earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah.
That's been taking up all of our time. And then right now, once the product's done, it's still for us to have all the blog posts, all the documentation, all the videos, all that stuff hooked up to the ASP.NET website and the MSDN websites is a ton of work. And that's what we're all heads down on now. And we will be all the way through the end of next week when we actually launch this stuff to the public.
So you could say that the ASP.NET team is in release mode right now?
We are definitely in release mode. Yeah. But, you know Microsoft, you've been here a while. Even though we just released, we've already been planning for the last 45 to 60 days of what we're going to do next. So we basically, as soon as this release drops out, we'll be right back at the keyboards, banging away again, working on vNext. Something we didn't do was actually introduce kind of the overall team.
Oh, yeah.
So for people that don't know, Mads and I are part of what's called the Azure Developer Experience Team. And what that team is made up of is a variety of components. Our team is responsible for, if you're a developer and you're building web or you're building cloud, we provide all the tools and frameworks for that. So our team builds ASP.NET and all the frameworks that live on top of that. We build some of the other server-side .NET components like Entity Framework, WCF. We do all the Visual Studio web tooling as well. So the HTML editor, the CSS editor, the JavaScript editor, the ASP.NET project system, the publishing system in VS is all from our team. We also build the Azure SDKs. So if you're using Azure with any of the SDKs to talk to it, we write that code as well. We also build the NuGet Package Manager. And that's kind of the breadth of our team, which is a pretty cool breadth.
Okay, so all those different teams, they already now know what to do for the next release, and they're all going to start coding and working on the next version.
As soon as next Friday happens, you can assume that they'll all be coding on the next version, and we never rest here. So
that's awesome. Okay. So I think we've gotten this question a few times over the years, and it's about like the big challenges that web developers they're facing today. It seems like the world of web has been moving a little bit from maybe more server side into client side, and that's happening right now. It seems like Is that how you see it as well? And what do you think is going to happen like in a couple of years from now?
Yeah, I look at our technology and it's kind of fun. When I first joined the team 7 or 8 years ago, we only had one product, which was ASP.NET Web Forms. And that was because at the time, we were trying to take developers who were used to building desktop applications and make the web palatable for them. So we had this rich ability to drag controls, just like you would in WinForms. You could build websites the same using the same kind of mannerisms. And then we found that the market kind of shifted a few years later and people were using the MVC pattern, the model view controller. That gave you a lot more control over the actual HTML. So the shift there was people were writing more HTML and the framework kind of stepped back a little bit and got out of the way for you. And then we saw another change in the market as well, which was suddenly this rich ecosystem of devices kind of grew up where people had tablets and smartphones, and that brought on the importance of REST. And so when that happened, we added another product to ASP.NET called ASP.NET Web API that was all about letting you build these RESTful interfaces really cleanly in ASP.NET. And then about the same time as that as well, we saw another emerging trend, which was real-time communications, where, hey, I have a site or an application, and I might have lots of connected clients to it. How do I transmit messages back and forth? And we built a product called ASP.NET SignalR to address that. And so kind of the message I'm trying to say is, you know, the market's been moving in all kinds of directions over the years, and each time it makes a move, we as a team try to jump in that direction and build the right product for our customers. The question you kind of asked was, what do we see next? I think the biggest thing that we see right now is we see people doing more client-side programming. So using some kind of JavaScript framework like Knockout, Ember, Angular, people using those on the client side to write richer client-side applications. And we don't think the tooling is up to par yet for what we could do with that client-side development. So that's an area that we really want to go investigate. We want to go find out how do we take our existing customer base and make it very easy for them to take their existing applications and go take advantage of these nice client-side frameworks and get the rich, rich tooling that they expect in Visual Studio to help them use those frameworks. So I think we have a bunch of crazy stuff to make IntelliSense work with those frameworks, to find some way to help you go through the steps. Hey, I want to go build a page that has rich data on it with client-side paging and stuff like that. How can we in Visual Studio actually, you know, help you walk through those steps if you've never done that before?
Okay, that's very cool. So, but that's what this show is for, right? As soon as we start building all these things, we can go talk to these people, the developers and the program managers that build all this Angular and Knockout tooling and so on.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully that's what we're going to show as we go through people's offices in the next couple of weeks is you're going to get a chance to see some of the ideas that we're thinking about, and we'll do some demos of what that looks like and how we think we can help in that world. We're going to show a lot of your stuff, actually, because you're the one that's doing a lot of the tooling in this particular area. I mean, you've already done some stuff with BrowserLink that the BrowserLink we're going to show on Friday next week is just a 1/100th of what we can actually do with that technology, and hopefully that's going to help drive some of these ideas.
So basically we can show prototypes and early versions on this TV show, stuff that we haven't shipped yet and might be not shipping until like months in the future?
I mean, that's our team's been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, as soon as we went open source a year and a half or so ago, for the most part, most of our technology is out there in open source repositories that anybody can go grab and look at the code for. So we're very transparent. I mean, we put our roadmaps up on our websites. So if you go to aspnetwebstack.codeplex.com, you will actually be able to see the roadmap for all of our web technologies. If you go to the nedframework.codeplex.com, you can see the roadmaps for NED Framework. So our frameworks are all really, really open, and there's nothing really hidden anymore. The tooling is not as open, but part of the reason we've actually been discussing that this week, we don't see as much value there because even though we could give the code to the tooling away, it doesn't necessarily enable you to actually go take it and build your own tooling because it hasn't been signed by Microsoft and plugged in the tool the same way. But yeah, we're going to show all the crazy ideas that we're coming up with, and hopefully we'll get some feedback.
Awesome. That's very, very cool. Hey, Scott, thanks very much. I'm looking forward to the rest of the episodes and the future of this show.
Yeah, I can't wait for people to see what we're doing for the next year.